3, 2, 1. I woke up in a cold sweat last night and realized we were in the middle of a perfect storm. The coronavirus, political campaigns, baseball. And the problem, numbers. As we're looking at the spread of the coronavirus, which is more important, absolute numbers or percentages? Do we focus on current raw percentages or on percentages of increase and decrease? Unfortunately, I also had a nightmare about news reports, with graphics, describing the connections between numbers of virus cases as they relate to spouses of farmers living in odd-numbered zip codes. The political campaigns are a godsend for pollsters and reporting poll results. But I have to ask, what is the connection between a poll result today and the actual election? If the polls are correct and are accurately reflecting what people believe, then why do we need to have an election at all? Why not just take a sample at, 10:30 tomorrow morning and let that be the election? And if the polls do not accurately reflect what people think and do, then why bother with them? Well, I know the answer. Because politicians like to use them to show how well they're doing. Even if they're behind in the polls, well, that's a good thing. Because politicians and pundits say it shows there's going to be a groundswell of support in the next couple of days. Then there's baseball, probably the most statistically based human endeavor on the planet. There is the ops, on base plus slugging, the DICE, defense independent component ERA, and the ever popular P-nerd and T-nerd, which are actual statistics used to measure the aesthetic value of pitchers and the entire team. But you have to say this about statistics. They're a great form of employment for statisticians. I'm Larry Burris.